AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. As he wraps up his visit to Britain, President Trump talked about Ukraine, saying Russian President Vladimir Putin has let him down.
He's killing many people, and he's losing more people than he's, you know, than he's killing. Yeah. I mean, frankly, the Russian soldiers are being killed at a higher rate than the Ukrainian soldiers.
The president signed a technology deal with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer. The president also spoke about the suspension of an ABC late-night host.
Jimmy Kimmel was fired because he had bad ratings more than anything else, and he said a horrible thing about a great gentleman known as Charlie Kirk. And Jimmy Kimmel is not a talented person. He had very bad ratings, and they should have fired him a long time ago. So, you know, you can call that free speech or not. He was fired for lack of talent.
Jimmy Kimmel was suspended and not fired. An owner of some ABC affiliates want Kimmel to apologize to Kirk's family and make a donation to Kirk's Turning Point USA. President Trump is asking the Supreme Court for an emergency order to remove Lisa Cook from the Federal Reserve Board. A federal judge is blocking the Trump administration from immediately deporting Guatemalan migrant children who came to the U.S. alone back to their home country. Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s new vaccine advisory committee is kicking off a two-day session focusing on shots against COVID-19, hepatitis B, and chickenpox. Here's the AP's Mike Stobe.
There is a concern that there will be rollbacks of vaccines that were considered settled questions and success stories. There have already been a number of doctors' groups and public health organizations that have said they have doubts and lack trust in what the ACIP panel is recommending.
Officials say a gunman has killed two people at an Israeli-run border crossing between the occupied West Bank and Jordan. The Israeli military referred to the shooting as a militant attack and said the shooter arrived on a truck transporting humanitarian aid. This is AP News. Now is the time to vote to select Alaska's fattest bear. The contest is meant to showcase the resiliency of brown bears, which pack on the pounds each fall to survive the harsh winter at remote Katmai National Park and Preserve.
Bears need to get fat to survive, so I thought, wouldn't it be kind of fun to get people to decide who they thought was the fattest and most successful bear of the year.
Mike Fitz with Explore.com says there are 12 bears in the single elimination bracket style tournament. This isn't about their weight.
I don't think the contest would be that fun if everyone voted strictly on that. We would know the winner pretty easily. So it's more about thinking about the success of the bears over the year.
Male bears weigh as much as 1,400 pounds. Females are about half to two-thirds the size of adult males. A mama bear, Grazer, is the two-time defending Fat Bear Week champion. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.